Perpetua, whose friend who died in arena with her was called Felicitas. Perpetua means forever or perpetual, and Felicitas means faithful, ever faithful or forever faithful. Perpetua and Felicitas. Perpetua was a Christian noblewoman living in Carthage in North Africa, in what today would be Tunisia. In AD 202, when Perpetua was a 22-year-old mother, she was the first to be arrested in a new wave of persecution. When her pagan father visited and pleaded with her to deny that she is a Christian, Perpetua responded that it was impossible for her to be called anything other than what she is, a Christian. When the governor ordered Perpetua to worship the emperor, her response was decisive. I will not. Are you a Christian then? Asked the governor. Yes, I am. Perpetua's determined response brought immediate condemnation. To admit you're a Christian was a death sentence. The governor condemned her and her friends to be thrown to the wild beasts to die in the arena. The amphitheater was filled with nobles and ladies and senators and ambassadors, and tens of thousands shouted their insults and derisions as she was led to her death. Imagine that kind of blood sports. People found it entertaining. I mean, it's horrible enough that people find it entertaining to watch horror movies and slasher movies today where they're acting. But this was in the flesh. This was real. They were actually killing people. Wild beasts and gladiators circled them on the arena floor, and the crowds and the stands roared, demanding their blood. When Perpetua and her friends entered the stadium, they were singing psalms in such a joyful demeanor that the crowd was outraged. They demanded that the Christians be scourged, whipped first. And this was done. As the mob screamed abuse, Perpetua was heard to say, "You have condemned us, but God will condemn you." A wild heifer charged and tossed Perpetua into the air. As she fell on her back, she sat up and adjusted her ripped tunic, thinking more of her modesty than of her pain. She then walked over to help Felicitas, her servant, to her feet. Perpetua encouraged the other Christians, "You must all stand fast in the faith and not be weakened by what we've gone through." Imagine, it wasn't enough to kill them. They want them to be whipped and tortured first. Witnesses in the stands describe Perpetua and Arena as young and beautiful, a pure and modest Christian lady with shining countenance and calm step, as the beloved of God, as a bride of Christ, putting down everyone's stare by her own intense gaze. Her bold testimony, "I am a Christian and cannot deny Christ," was repeated throughout the empire. Her example of Christian resolve and Christian courage, choosing to suffer and die with a clear conscience rather than deny her Savior, inspired generations of Roman Christians to stand firm in the face of relentless persecution. By the way, she stands also as the first Christian authoress. First person whose her diaries, her writings were published, and therefore she's the oldest known Christian authoress. "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." It's one of the promises from our Lord to the letters, the churches in Revelation 2:10. As Tertullian famously declared, "The blood of the martyrs is seed of the church. For every Christian killed in the arena, multitudes were converted in the stands." In time, the slaves of the Roman Empire were converted, and the nobles of the Roman Empire were converted. And here's a stained glass window with Perpetua and Felicitas in the arena, being commemorated by the very people who put them to death. So great is the power of the gospel to convert the persecutors. Perpetua is just one of the chapters in the Victorious Christians Who Changed the World book. Lives of courage and faith to inspire us. And we've got these stories on our frontline mission essay.org website.